cars whiz by the parking lot of the Goodwill Industries Job Connection Center on Colonial Drive. But Stephanie Jones didn't drive here. Her form of transportation is pulling into the bus stop across the street. After walking into the job center, Jones explains how her inability to afford a car affects her prospects for work.
You got to get from point A to point B, and you got to wait on a bus, and sometimes the bus might take 15, 20 minutes to get in there, you know. I could be late for my interview. That's why I try to book things like an hour or two before so I know.
Jones says she learned that lesson after a behind-schedule bus made her late for a job interview. By the time she arrived, the interviewer had left. To get from her Paramour home to tourism job, she says she'd need to budget about 2 hours travel time to ensure a punctual arrival. Employers that want to hire people like Jones are aware of the situation, and many think Sunrail could help.
If Orlando's going to be a world-class community, it will have a fully integrated mass transit system.
That's the bottom line on Sunrail from Rick Weddle, president and CEO of the Metro Orlando Economic Development Commission. He says when working on projects to grow the regional economy, he repeatedly hears the same thing.
As companies are siting and locating their facilities, they say, where will my people come from? How will they get to work? And what does the frequency of transit present to that area?
Weddle says train stations drive business planning more than bus stops because they're fixed in a location. That means Sunrail won't just take workers to existing employers, like, say, Florida Hospital. It will also encourage new employer facilities, like, say, the planned Florida Hospital Health Village. Getting job seekers like Jones to employers like those Weddle mentions requires additional transportation at both ends. City of Orlando Deputy Director of Economic Development F.J. Flynn works on the downtown side of that.
The city's vision is to connect our transit-dependent population, folks in both the Paramore area as well as folks that live along the Central and Church Street corridors, with Sunrail.
Flynn says soon, 3 free bus routes will connect downtown residents to Sunrail stations, and the city is coordinating more options with Lynx.
You make that connection, that last mile of travel, and then you basically connect these folks with the entire region through Sunrail.
Once riders reach regional destinations, other transport options come into play. Winter Park's Sunrail station is amid Central Park employers, but Steve Olson spoke of less foot-friendly stops during that station's unveiling. The district public information manager for the Florida Department of Transportation says shuttles are in the works for the airport and Kissimmee Intermodal Station.
The question is you know, what is the connectivity then to the west, to the attractions and such? And there still needs to be a little bit of work on that end.
That's the weakness of Sunrail. It's just a start toward comprehensive public transportation. It won't yet run nights and weekends when people in service jobs often work. Bus routes to employers are still developing, and even the airport shuttle Olson mentioned has limited hours. But for now, supporters say, Sunrail gives job seekers without cars a few more options when sending out their resumes. I'm Amy Kiley, 90.7 News.